Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
A little bit, Mr. Skin will be here. Push tweeted out the photo of the girl that pretended to be her daughter in middle school, walked around. You know, that's an 80s movie, isn't it?
Basically. 30, trying to be 13.
13, turning 30, we're like that. Mr. Skin, a little bit. He celebrates Pride Month with a great lesbian 69 scene here. Which is the way they always should be celebrated, apparently.
Well, it's that or scissor.
Aren't they famous actors in that? We'll talk
no, that was one of those. But that's that one that he's always told us is like the most graphic lesbian scene
and they've ever seen. Like an R-rated movie, basically. Yeah. It is.
Some European flick, I think.
It is. I am feeling the lust. Where's the Bible, Craig? You have the Bible laying over there?
No.
That billboard on I-70 said, when I'm struggling with lust...
Right. Smack
call Jesus directly.
With his Bible.
What do you mean struggling?
I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, there's two
you grew up in the church. I'm sure your dad had to do a sermon.
I don't know what those people mean by their billboard. Yeah. That's not fair.
Well, I think if you get lust in the first place, that's bad.
Nope.
Yeah.
To me, struggling with lust is I've got it and no outlet.
I want to do it.
Right. You're struggling with blue balls.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect example.
Mr. Skin. I really dig that MrSkin.com. Right.
Just a warning, if you do follow along here at MrSkin.com, you may struggle with lust later on.
I was down in St. Louis this weekend for a football thing, Mr. Skin. I'm driving up 70 towards Kansas City, and there's a bunch of billboards, and one of them said, struggling with lust, and then it said, I'm thinking, yeah, after looking at all the skin shops you got going on the whole way here, it's about open the Bible there. So if you're struggling with lust, you'll look at Mr. Skin's photos today on at MrSkin.com, and you will struggle with lust in a good way.
Yes.
But if you go to the Bible, that's a perfect boner killer if you need that.
Yeah, you will struggle with lust if you go to the Bible, that's for sure.
Let's just start with the number one. There's only about five on here. We can talk about all these photos. I forgot what this picture this is from. You told me before what this
I've
is from.
I've seen this before.
Okay. Yeah, so the number one most searched actress at our website today is Leslie Bibb. And I'm wondering if you guys... I know you've probably heard the name, but you probably can't pinpoint what she's known for. So you wonder, she was in Talladega Nights is probably one that a lot of guys would remember, but... Okay. Anyway, it's weird. Like, we have 33,000 actresses. Why is Leslie Bibb trending right now, number one most searched actress at MrSkin.com? Well, Netflix put out a show called Jupiter's Legacy, and it's about these, it's a superhero thing. It's based on these comic book by Mark Miller, and it's about superheroes. So that stuff just, I'm telling you, whenever, those type of movies or television shows come out, the actors or actresses that get real popular. I know Josh Duhamel's in it. So she plays in this thing. She plays Grace Kennedy, a reporter, in the show. But what's interesting is, and this happens a lot, is a show becomes popular.
Right.
An actress who maybe isn't well known she's had a long career. Like, she's been in things since the early 2000s, but never to this level of popularity. Now all of a sudden she's huge. She's very popular, like Google searches. But at our website, then it's like, okay, has that actress ever done a nude scene in a movie? And the answer with Leslie Bibb is yes. And it's an interesting story because back in 2015, they did this contest. I don't know if it was a contest, but they had their audience at Amazon vote on 5 pilots for a new TV series. And whatever got the most votes had the most, like, watch the pilot, then you vote.
Yeah.
I can't remember which one won. Yeah. I should have found that out. But anyway.
What a pooper, though. She got a great pooper.
One of the ones that didn't win was a movie called Salem, or a television show called Salem Rogers. And it didn't win, and it was a comedy, but Leslie Bibb starred in it. And in it, the one and only thing was the pilot. She walks completely nude on a catwalk. It is such a sexy scene. At the end of it, she does get tasered, which is weird. One of the great nude, tasered scenes ever.
But one of the great.
Yeah.
It's one of them.
Yeah. Well, I can't say there's a lot of them, but one of the great. But anyway, so what's interesting is she's the number one most searched actress at her site. Her only career nude scene was in the pilot of a show which was never came to fruition, and that's a rarity. Like, usually you don't even see
a pilot. This isn't a stunt butt, this actual photo. It's her,
ooh,
right?
Ooh, that's a real butt. Yeah.
Okay. That's her. I'm always surprised how your brain works and how you know all these names. And I'm going to throw out this actress. I don't know her name now. I looked it up the other day on your site, but I just binge watched a show that was on Crackle. Now it's on Netflix. It's called Startup. The little petite girl who ends up being Ron Perlman's wife, daughter on the show. I Googled her, and she's all over, what was the show with, played the rock journalist, push, help me out with that, David Duchovny.
Oh, Californication.
Californication. Do you know this little petite girl?
Do you know the name of the actress?
Great cans. Look her up, push. Look her up, push.
Give me a name, because I didn't see, I don't know.
You don't know Startup. Well, you'll know this, but as soon as you know the name, because she's all over a Californication.
No,
are you saying, was she the, in Californication or as a regular?
No, it's one of those girls he just bangs once in a while. You know, they remember how he had a succession of girls he hooked up with on that show over the episodes?
Eva Murray.
Look up the cast of Startup, Puss, with Adam Brody and those guys.
Yeah, I'm looking at this.
Yeah, she was.
And there's a lot of
Addison Timlin. I'm trying to
women that I haven't.
That's
heard
it.
Of.
Timlin. Ah. Timlin. Is that her? Little blonde looking girl.
Oh yeah, Addison Timlin.
That's her.
A really cool.
That's her. She's amazing.
Oh yeah, I'm with you. They did a cool one of the seasons on Californication. They were trying to do a movie based on David within the Californication, based on his life and his cheating and all this stuff. And Addison Timlin was going to play this girl that he banged. And she, during the table read, they said, "Hey, you're going to have to do nudity. Is that a problem?" She stood up in California and lifted her shirt. It's an awesome scene. But, yeah, Addison Timlin's done some great things.
Yeah, she's great. Okay, Kate Winslet, she wasn't – she played a – she didn't get nude in Mare of Eastland or whatever, Eastman like that.
Showed a little butt. But, anyway, the reason I bring her up today is she said – there was an article last week saying her nudity days are coming to a close. Yeah. And I was thinking, well – when you've been nonstop nude since 1994, I guess you've earned your retirement.
Nonstop nude. This is this is obviously the famous Titanic.
Wasn't somebody saying, "Oh, well, there was a sex scene and there was a little belly there," and she said, "I don't care."
Well, she plays like an old cop in this movie, in that show, you know.
Yeah. Well, she what's interesting? There's a great trivia question. There's a famous baseball trivia question, and it ties into this. Well, there's a baseball trivia question that says, what brother combination has the most home runs in the history of baseball? And the answer, it's Hank and Tommy Aaron with 768 home runs, though Hank hit 755 and Tommy hit 13. Well, Kate Winslet there's 15 different movies and television shows. She's done at least one nude scene, in many cases more. Her sister, Beth Winslet, dabbled in movies way back in the 90s and did two nude scenes. So, like, they're the Hank and Tommy Aaron.
I didn't know there was a Beth Winslet out there.
No one knows that. That's why it's a great trivia question. And she was nude. And
who's this beautiful?
It's kind of funny.
Beautiful African American woman here, Liz LaFontaine?
Well, yeah, there's Tyler Perry.
Gorgeous.
Has this his show that just season two's out called Bruh. He used to have Sisters, which was about these African-American women. Well, this is about African-American men in their 30s and their trials and tribulations and dating and friendships and career. And it's so funny because these guys are like, you know, they're like, one guy's a doctor, one guy's a lawyer, one guy's an architect. But like, we all have friends that, you know, in their 30s or 40s or whatever, but nobody looks like, none of our friends are like these great looking, muscular, model looking dudes.
No.
So naturally, they're having sex like all the time. And I got to tell you, like, it's on this BET Plus.
Okay.
So it's like that great nudity. And I don't, you know, I just want to kind of turn you guys on. I don't know if you know, even heard about this show, but season two so far has been loaded with not only good nude scenes, but like both men and women are like really attractive.
That's so a puss head. Puss head, the man. Oh, he's pre-flipping me off out there when I said that.
Oh, I saw that one coming down the road from a mile away.
Well, I know you like big, strong black men. You always like string blue.
The only thing that would make this better is if it was a threesome with Medea.
you ain't right.
Have her make a cameo.
You ain't right, man.
Now you're celebrating. You celebrate Pride Month with a 69 lesbian scene. This is that movie you always talk about, the hardest core scene.
Yeah, I was going to bring it up. So for Pride Month, we put right on the front page of our website, and I was very proud of this list. We did the hottest lesbian love scenes ever filmed. This is movie and television. We have 37. So you could come to our website and look at our playlist for lesbian scenes. 37 back to back to back to back. And it has all the big names that you guys would expect. Kate Winslet, Saoirse Ronan in Ammonite, Laura Herring, Naomi Watts, Mulholland Drive. It has the Bound with Gina Gershon, Jennifer Tilly, Angelina Jolie, Elizabeth Mitchell, in Gia, Natalie Portman, Mila Kunis, and Black Swan, everything.
Everybody, right?
But if you had to ask me, what's the greatest girl-girl scene in the history of movies ever, excuse me, it would have to be Blue is the Warmest Color from 2013. Now, before...
You can't fake this. You can't fake this.
You can. There you go. That's what I was going to say. This movie played at the Cannes Film Festival. It was not like a porn movie, but within it is a nine-minute scene where...
9 minutes?
When you watch, it goes on for 9 minutes.
Oh, that's long enough.
It's Lea Seydoux and Adele Exarchopoulos, who are French actresses, is... This at our website is like, you know, this is like Citizen Kane, you know, of girls. But what's funny is people ask me all the time when actors and actresses have graphic looking sex scenes, like, are they really having sex? Well, you cannot fake where things were in these scenes. Like, it's like, yeah, they obviously they weren't really, but they really were. You know, it's amazing.
It's right. You're that close. You might as well just go.
And the
it.
Greatest gay dude scenes are saved for Mr. Man.
Yeah, Push told us that one.
Yeah, we did. For Pride Month, we did the greatest man scenes, but I didn't know if you guys wanted to go over.
No, we don't.
Frame by frame.
Our listener, we don't have to go frame by frame, but you know, we have gay listeners; they can check it out, and Puss will, and Puss wants to see it too.
Next stand.
MrSkin.com is the website. Check out all the photos we just talked about. You know, join, and you're actually the movie. Your documentary still out there on, still a top watch thing on top picks.
Yeah, totally top watch. It was actually number one last week.
All right,
it goes to 1 to 2 to 3 to 3 to 2 to 1. It's
all right.
Pretty cool. My only complaint is I should have sold it for more money to Hulu because it's like, you know, it's always doing well. But it's, that's all right.
Right.
It's cool.
Called Skin: A History of Nudity in the Movies, and it's worth a watch.
Thank you, Skin. Well, appreciate it, brother. Okay. Take care of yourself,
take
man.
Take care, guys.
All right.
See you
thanks,
soon,
buddy.
Man. Mr. Skin.
All right. Well, that was helpful, Puss.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So I heard some additional initials for Pride Month. It's LGBTQIA.
If you got a penis, I want to see you in the guy's room.
I hadn't heard of the IA2S.
I thought they just threw the plus after LGBTQ.
Yeah, but the plus includes IA and 2S.
Well, that's I is intersex.
Intersex,
isn't it, right?
Yeah, intersex.
A
is that
anal sex.
Asexual. Androgynous.
Close. Asexual or asexual. Androgynous.
Okay.
It's not really close at all.
And the 2S is two-spirited.
What's that?
I guess you feel one way sometimes and another way. I didn't look too much into it, but it sounded like a form of bisexuality.
A form of bisexuality.
Two-spirited.
Is there an LGBT QAnon?
Yeah, I bet there is.
No, I don't think so.
That's when they eat kids after sex. They have sex, then they eat kids. It's good.
No, QAnon is scared of the LGBT.
I love that just the old guard hates all those terms because they're going away.
Like, what's next?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Somebody be happy.
Right.
Yep.
Somebody's something
happy.
That's going to really piss you off.
Somebody's happy and you're still pissed off.
It's just unfortunate that people feel they got to be labeled. But that's the way society is. And most of them want, you're a man or a woman. They want that label.
That's it.
Yeah. What are you?
Yep.
Yeah. You have to identify yourself somehow. Society demands that.
That's the way it's always been. You're only wrestling if you're a dude. And wrestling me.
So consequently, they've created a number of these identities that people probably relate to.
Well, I saw a story on the, because what some of the colleges in the country are getting rid of the freshman, sophomore stuff like that, and the stupid We Are Penn State site. I'm on that. I just laugh at some people sometimes, and they're just pissed. And the Penn State main campus is going to get rid of the freshman, sophomore. Now, a lot of schools already do that. Apparently overseas, they don't call them that. Colleges in France don't call it that. And some educated woman got on there and just said, hey, listen. Basically, why do you care? And second of all, millennials, Gen Z, it's their world. They will own, and it's theirs. No. Shut up.
You're old.
You're just old. Right. Shut up.
And
you
won't have a thing to say about it.
You're old, and what are you pissed at? You know, you're just pissed.
I'm guessing that most of the people who are pissed about that never went to college in the first
place. Oh, I noticed that. Because you see the arguments. Most of them are just the ones that are pissed are football fans that don't go to college. And the ones answering their questions seem like college-educated people.
Yeah.
But I went through. Of course, I got on there. I'm college-educated. I just called those people idiots. So I didn't help. I didn't help my cause.
I hope that some college crew's holding their own.
Some colleges but I said better than none.
I just basically said, or you could just go about your life, you know.
Yeah, there's
that. What do you care? One guy, some jackass football guy said, they're going to lose some recruits over this. What?
Oh, they're not.
No.
Because they're not going to use the word freshman, you dumbass? That's the way it's always been. I want the girls with the fairest and the boys got penises. I want that song.
They're going to have to change the name of that movie.
I would listen to that. Once.
I would, too.
What about the freshman song?
Yeah.
Who sang that?
I don't know. I like when we used to haze each other.
Verve Pipe.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
We were merely freshmen.
One of the top five most bummer songs ever.
Yeah. I do like it, though.
It's right up there with Ben Folds 5, Brick.
Yeah. I don't know that one.
Oh,
there's,
you do.
There's two versions of that song. Yeah. There's one of them where he goes, for the life of me, and then like he goes so high. I haven't been able to find that in a long time. First time I heard that, I laughed so hard.
You should sing it at the Funny Bone next time.
Colin, yes.
Yeah, Colleen just said no broken wings. She didn't say no other song.
No freshman.
Ah.
She may not
need loopholes.
it'd be real bad.
But again, you'd have the earphones in. You wouldn't hear it.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay, here. Two is two-spirit, two-spirit, Native American identification. Person embodies both the masculine and feminine energies.
Well, that's a big H, like puss.
Yeah, dude.
Not just embodies it, he has it.
I'm not Native American.
No, you're not.
So, don't.
Yeah.
Let's not throw me into that pile. I'm sure they don't want me.
No, they don't.
Thank you, Chris.
A note for Todd. We were just recently talking about Leslie Bibb.
Oh, yeah, she's hot.
She was born in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Oh,
man.
There you go.
No idea.
Immediately moved away.
As you do.
Smart baby.
That's how she stayed hot.
Yeah. She was actually raised in Virginia.
So, I don't know what her face looks like. The Mr. Skin photo is just her ass.
Yeah, I had to look up her name.
I still have no idea who she is.
Oh, believe it or not, her face is beautiful.
Damn it.
That's disappointing.
That's disappointing.
Yeah.
I'm struggling with lust right now after checking out Mr. Skin's photos.
As so you do.
You take a Bible and you slap your wiener with you? Is that what you do, Todd?
That's it.
Okay. Slap it down. Slap that wiener down.
That or read any number of bummer verses, which is about 99%.
The priest due to the
Bible. It might have, Craig.
Slap that wiener down.
I'll never look at a Bible there. In the hotel room the same again.
I saw this great meme that shows the Ayatollah, basically, a big Muslim leader, and it showed the Pope sitting together. And he goes, so apparently God told one of these guys, you can drink all the wine you want, no women. And told the other guy, no wine, you get four women.
Well, God spreads it around.
See, God spread it around.
You got to switch it up.
That's what happened.
That's how God balances it out.
I read that. I'm thinking, yeah, that does make sense.
It'd be boring for God if everybody was doing the same thing.
True.
You should talk to the struggling with lust billboard people and see if they could put a couple of those outside maybe a Catholic seminary.
Yeah, a little bit. Struggling with lust?
Don't touch the kids. Shouldn't be something that has to be said every day.
All right. Mr. Skin, in case you missed that, go to the podcast.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.